T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have Jamie Erdahl of the Emmy Award-winning NFL Network Good Morning Football Show, which airs Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Jamie, thank you so much for joining us. I know that you're familiar with the Jimmy Fund. When did you first hear about it during your time in Boston?
Hi, you guys.
Hello.
I started working at NESN in the summer of 2014. So it was right after, I arrived in October. So it had just happened in August. And so really, my whole first 8 months was learning about what an impactful event this was. I was able to participate in it twice. And I think it's incredible, and I think it's special. And I don't know if this made it. I'm literally on 90 coming in. I'm going to be on from 5 to 6 with Gary Streisky. So I'm saying hi. I guess this is like my teaser to when I get to be on at 5 o'clock.
Okay, so Jamie Erdahl from NFL Network, she, of course, formerly of NESN. She's going to be on NESN in just a couple hours. So how about that? We'll get to see you here in person.
Yeah, and so tell us about your new job, right? New experience, living in New York City, got that whole lifestyle that exists out there, and of course the new job, new host with Jason McCourty, right?
Jason,
Right? So what's
McCourty.
That like so far?
Yeah, exactly. It's so different. So my last 8 years since leaving NESN, I was spent at CBS. I was on the NFL for 4 years, and then I was on SEC college football. And so I was living out of a suitcase in those 8 years. I got married. I had 2 kids. It became increasingly more difficult to live in and out of the suitcase in the airport. So it was always kind of a goal for me to get back to the NFL. This job came about. It required a move for my husband and I to move from where we're both from in Minnesota to the East Coast. But it meant that I get to go in every morning into New York City, knock out 3 hours of NFL talk with 3 of very talented TV people and the newly retired Jason McCourty being one of those. And then I go home and I don't travel and I get to talk about the NFL, and it's unbelievable. I can't believe I'm so lucky to have done sideline reporting for as long as I did, but to be able to make this transition to the NFL is so special. And I just get to keep my finger on the pulse for everybody, which I find really, really fun. And to be able to work alongside guys like Kyle Brandt, Peter Schrager, and then, of course, one of the McCourtys is really great.
Is it hard to break in? I mean, that show has been established, and it seems like they have a pretty successful model every morning. You know, I know a lot of people doubted it when the show first started. Like, how can you do a morning show just about football? Is it tough to be the new girl breaking into the mix?
I am so appreciative that I was able to start with Jason McCourty. I think it would have been a lot more challenging had I been, like you said, on my own that first day, new girl at school, first day of training camp. Like, it all kind of happened at the same time. But Jason and I will have so many moments where we'll look at each other when Kyle's doing some weird angry run thing or Peter's going off about some obscure coordinator that he thinks is going to be a head coach in 5 years. And Jason and I are looking at each other like, what is this show? What did we get into? But honestly, we just had a meeting today about this grid that we operate off of during the regular season. And you look at it and you're like, man, 3 hours is not enough time to talk about the NFL every day, which is so weird. But once the regular season starts, you guys know it's football Thursday through Monday. And like, you only have a couple days in there to review the weekend, reset the week, go on to the next week. And it seems like we're in the dog days of preseason right now, or training camp. But it's just going to be full steam ahead. It's going to be fantastic. It's been a better transition than I ever could have hoped for.
We're talking to Jamie Erdahl of NFL Network, host of Good Morning Football, which airs at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday, Emmy Award-winning program. So, Jamie, I have to imagine this might be one of the first times in your career that as much as you prepare to talk about football, you might have to be up to date on everything pop culture, like everything music, TV, movies, because I've seen the show. You guys throw around references left and right. What has it been like to be on a set where so many different things are integrated, so many different interests are integrated into football?
It has been an adjustment. It's been interesting. I think what I realized over time was that, you know, the older I got in my career, the more I felt like I was so focused on the football and the games that I was covering. And that's what a live television production is supposed to be. When you're producing a game, you focus on the game. But on a show like this, you're allowed to kind of open yourself up to be a lot more truthful about stuff, good and bad, you know, maybe be, you know, expose or bring in parts of your personal life and tie it into the show or how it relates to football. And it has taken me, I've been on the show now, gosh, I think it's a month tomorrow or something like that, where it's taken, I kind of watch Peter and Kyle do it, and I'm learning from them every day, because I definitely think, you know, part of the sideline reporter is just like get in, get out, get the news, get the information out there. But this show is much more, as you said, about weaving stuff in. And it's definitely a skill, but it's, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'll pick up a People magazine and read it. Like, I'm watching the shows that people are binging. Like, it wasn't a stretch for me to have to incorporate some of that working knowledge, because it's kind of how my personality operated anyway. So if anything, it's just a fun challenge to be allowed to have that freedom to have all the time in the world. Sometimes it feels like to tie in, like, what movie from the 90s you feel like represents, like, Najee Harris. Like, that's such a random thing, but it's, like, something we cover.
So what would you say the percent of your show is dedicated to the Patriots? I feel like the Patriots, there's always something going on with them. So on a daily basis, like, what percentage of show do you think is dedicated to the Patriots in some form?
I mean, it's a three-hour show. I think there's five segments per hour. We're talking about them at least, we're incorporating them in the dialogue at least one segment per hour, I guess, is probably like the best. And I felt terrible the other day. I can't remember what high it was. We were doing a preseason highlight of two teams that had nothing to do with the following topic. We get done with the highlight, and then there was some like connection where all of a sudden we were like, anyways, to Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. And I'm like, how did we get there? Like, these poor teams that we just talked about, and then we just took a total left turn, but we had to talk about these two guys, and I forget the connection that we were trying to ask this question. I think it was who bears more responsibility this season, Bill Belichick or Tom Brady, and we had this whole dialogue about it. But I just was like, we just focused on this highlight. We're not even talking about those teams. We got to go to these guys. Like, that's who drives the show sometimes. You got to respect it.
Jamie, your previous career stop on the sideline in the SEC involved what I think could be a very anxiety-inducing job of interviewing head coaches like Nick Saban and the rest of the crew. What's your best and or worst coach interview story from one of those games?
You guys talk to Bill Belichick, don't you?
Yes, yes.
Saban is somebody who – Coach Saban is somebody who I think demands – he just demands you to come to work every day. His players, the people who broadcast the games, like, he can snuff it out if you don't know what's going on or if you don't know what you're talking about. So he just demands excellence, essentially, like with anybody in his life. And I think that I learned a lot from him just being in production meetings with him. But one comes to mind, and it was last year at the Iron Bowl, which is Auburn, Alabama, on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And Alabama was down 10-0, which was not how that was supposed to go at halftime. And Alabama was doing nothing right. It was non-operational football at this point for Alabama. And I'm standing there, like 30 seconds left in the half, and I'm just like, what in God's name am I going to ask Nick Saban right now that is going to have anything to do with how his team is supposed to be playing? And I just kept thinking, okay, I could go offensive line. I could go run game. Well, I could go secondary. Couldn't put my finger on it. He walks over, puts the headset on, and I go, Coach, what's the problem? And he just went off. Like, I'm like, I can't even help you. I can't even lead you in a direction. Just tell me what the problem is. Oh, and he just lit up. And it wasn't even at me, but it just felt like such a perfect moment. Everybody wanted to know, what is going on with you guys? And I didn't want to phrase it like that. It was just simply, Coach, what's the problem? The story then becomes, it was like a 3 overtime game, and Alabama comes all the way back and beats Auburn And it was like he was giggling after the game, and it was just to go from coach, what's the problem, to Nick Saban giggling in a post game interview was like such a emotional roller coaster for us all. But it felt like it put that relationship in perspective.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us, Jamie. Jamie Erdahl of the NFL Network, and she is the host of Good Morning Football, 7 a.m. Monday through Friday. You can also catch her, I guess, at 5 o'clock. Is that right on Nesson?
Yeah, you got it. I'm on my way.
5 o'clock tonight. Yep, she's on her way, and she's going to be helping us out here at Fenway Park with the Jimmy Fund. Thank you, Jamie.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.